tomorrow it's the Disney Channel original movie. Got an itch for something new?
Baby!
Then you're gonna really dig You Lucky Dog.
Great!
It's the story of a dog who inherits a fortune, a dog therapist with an unusual talent.
You become a dog.
And how they work together to take a bite out of the bad guys.
It's very strange.
This is one family dog that's about to clean up.
I like the sound of that.
You Lucky Dog, tomorrow at 7, 6 Central, followed by Up, Up, and Away on Magical World of Disney.
What's up, decommunists? This is It's On Like DCOM. It's just, ostensibly it's a podcast about Disney Channel original movies. Lately, it's been about QAnon, the world being on fire, and other things. I'm Madeline.
Maybe all the time. And I'm Ryan.
What's up?
You know, this is actually, we've made it to 10 episodes. This is the 10th episode of the show.
Wow. Let's wheel in the cake, producer.
Double digits.
Good for us. I can't believe we made it this long.
I know. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah. We can't let it go now. We have way too many fans.
Yeah, way too many. They're just begging for more.
Yeah. And I feel like we should talk about why, first of all, what we're doing. I think the only reason we picked this episode is that we could talk about a Christmas photo of Candace Cameron Bure. Is that correct, Ryan?
I think so. I mean, probably. This would have probably been on the bottom of the list for movies to watch for the show, I think. And they somehow made it to the top real fast after Discovery.
Yeah. Which is, I've gone my entire adult life without knowing that Candace Cameron Bure and Kirk Cameron are, in fact, brother and sister.
I was surprised about that. I mean, I figured you would know that.
I feel like I probably did at one point, but I blocked it out of my mind.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I learned late in life that too, but had to be within the last 10 years at least, you know.
They don't look alike to me.
I think when you see them next to each other, you could see it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's something weird going on in that family. I'll tell you what.
Because, I mean, that's been kind of a run-on thing. I'm definitely a big Full House, Fuller House guy, even though I think Candace Cameron started off as a pretty... I liked her. I think she's not very pleasant in Fuller House, but...
her voice changed three registers since she's gotten onto Fuller House, and she does a weird accent now.
She is weird. Like, did she say... I always thought this, like, I don't... Maybe I missed it. And blocked out of my memory, but her catchphrase in that is like, "Oh my Lanta," and I don't remember her saying that in Fuller House.
Don't think so. I don't remember that from Full House.
That was one that like they tried, like a catchphrase they tried to make happen, and it never did.
Yeah, they had it in a focus group, and they're like, "No to that one."
That one didn't work, but she was consistent, I think, and I think she had a lot to do with where that show went. In my opinion, I feel like.
Did it go slowly, like more? I didn't see the last season. Did it get more conservative as it went along, or
I don't know, a mixture. I think she's somebody that kind of rides the line, like doesn't want to comes off is very seems like very conservative, but doesn't want to be like the bummer at the party or something like that.
Yeah, she still manages to be though. She did tell everyone she's a Trump supporter, which I found out.
Jeez.
I'm surprised. From watching a lot of videos. So I feel like I need to break this news to the audience now. I took about four pages of notes.
Wow.
Of those notes, about five of them are about the movie we watched.
I don't have much notes about the movie either because it's not very good, I will say.
it sure isn't. And what caught me off guard was... So I watched Growing Pains growing up. Growing Pains was my favorite show.
Oh, you liked it? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And now I find Kirk Cameron unwatchable. Just because of, I guess, like how he is as a person. And the whole movie, he was like an alien man in a human skin suit to me.
Yeah, this is how humans act. They smile, and he's always the same level. Like, he's never, never goes down, never goes up. He's always just kind of like this. Like, can you believe it? Oh, my God.
And his eyes are always completely open, so wide all the time. And I was scared. Bad vibes all over the place from Mr. Cameron. Which led me on a wild goose chase. I learned a lot of things about Kirk Cameron.
I liked Growing Pains too, and I remember watching this movie on Disney Channel. We're talking about the You Lucky Dog, by the way. But I remember watching it multiple times. Like, there's a line in the movie, and it's from the old man that owns the dog. We'll talk about what happens, but he says there's a line where he says, like, it's the coldest night of the year.
Yeah,
like that. For some reason, I heard that like triggered something in me. Like, I had heard that line a million times.
Oh, yeah. You know? The same thing was happening to me in the part where it was like the cousin goes, with his teeth. I just remembered hearing that 100 times, and I realized I must have watched that movie a bunch because I had a bunch of the lines memorized, but it wouldn't have been in, like, you know, 10 years since I've seen it, I guess.
Maybe even longer than that, because this is an early DCOM. This is probably one of the first, if not the...
the second, like, after Under Wraps.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It is. Yeah, because I was looking back.
Is it before Brink then?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think Brink is 3 and Xenon's 4. I could be wrong, but I think that's the order.
I'm wondering if, like, this one... Okay, I'm looking at it right now. Let's see. Yeah, Brink's 3, and then it's Halloween Town. So this is the second DCOM, 1998, after Under Wraps.
Yeah,
so,
and it's like they hadn't gotten the formula yet still with You Lucky Dog.
Yeah, they totally go, like, why are we messing around with these kind of, like, old folks? Or same thing. Or, like, why are we making this?
Yeah.
Like, it seems... And also, like, how old is Kirk Cameron at this time? Do you know?
He's got to be in his late 30s, I would guess, or... Not late 30s,
but he comes off
kind of
young still. Like, he kind of he's like a teenager, it feels like, a little bit.
Yeah,
and I think because Growing Pains was, like, playing on repeats on Disney Channel by this time, and that's when I was watching it, I think, or on, like, ABC Family or something.
Yeah, I watched it on Disney.
Yeah.
Do you remember how he had a best friend named Boner, and everyone just called him Boner?
And that was in the 90s, right?
Yeah, I can't believe that was allowed to just be on the Disney Channel. His name was Boner. Because his last name was Stabone, and then they called him Boner.
I kind of like that. I think it's funny.
No, it's great. I think we should have Boners on TVs right now.
Yeah, but with Growing Pains, I can't remember any. I mean, I know, like, you know, remember the intros. I remember a little bit of it. I couldn't remember any, like, storylines other than Leo showing up, and he lived in the closet, like the YMCA or something.
Yeah, that's all. Like, that was my favorite part, because that was my awakening to Leo. Nicey, nicey.
And that was, like, the last or second to last season or something. He was, like, a real poochie.
Yeah.
Boner or Leo at that point.
Well, I remember it was always about how Maggie wanted to be a career woman, and then Jason had to stay at home, but he was a psychiatrist working out of his house. And then I remember there was one time when Carol's boyfriend drove and died.
Is that, like, one of the sisters or something? Or the
sister? Carol's the sister.
Because there was three
That's
kids.
Why
there was, like,
you
the youngest
drink
one.
And drive. There's four.
There's four kids. Oh, yeah. There was, like, the blonde kid that was kind of a Leo-looking guy already.
Yeah, that's Ben. And then there's Carol, the older sister. Mike, obviously, Kirk Cameron. And then there's Chrissy, who comes along in the later seasons because they needed a cute kid to cute it up. The cast was getting too old.
Was that show just all about, like, we gotta get another cute kid in here?
Yeah. You know? I mean, that's what all sitcoms in the 90s were about. But do you remember the theme song was like, show me that smile again.
Oh, yeah. Show me that smile. I haven't heard that in a while. I don't know how they just pulled that out.
I just got chills.
Yeah, you do the male part, I'll do the female part, I guess.
Okay.
I don't remember any other lines other than that.
Probably. Well, I know the next part is, don't waste another minute on your crying. I don't think that's a repeat part, though.
No, I don't think so either.
And then it goes, as long as we got each other. Ooh.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I remember they're all in the streets, you know, they're kind of like waving at the camera and hugging, you know, kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. They're like, there's OK. I had forgotten that until you just said it. But yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I watched a lot. We watched a lot of TV. Shit.
Yeah, raised by TV.
But yeah, so yeah, Kirk Cameron, and I guess he was, you know, that show was over by now, and this is before maybe. I wonder if he had already been doing, like Christian movies at this point, or maybe this was like the transitional period.
I think this was the transitional period. So he okay. Here's all my fucking Kirk Cameron research. Why? But at 17...
We're talking about the Cameron family. This is the excuse for this episode.
Okay. So he was still an atheist at 17, and he found God right around that age.
That's
then,
why he went crazy into it. It's always the converts that are...
100%.
Yeah.
And he made it so that all the growing pains storylines had to be Christian. And so he was always fighting with the producers. And the girl that he's dating on the show is Kate, who turns out to be his wife, who's also the woman in this movie.
That was something I knew even as a kid watching this. I was like, that's his wife, his real life wife. And she looks like she's 10 years older than him, maybe even more than that.
I mean, she is like gorgeous. Like watching her on Growing Pains, she is stunning. And he made it a thing where he would only kiss her on Growing Pains. So they had to like write out every other storyline about him.
Wow. Were they weren't married yet, were they? Or did they get married like during that show?
I think they got married during Growing Pains, but I know when they were dating, he still like could not kiss anybody else because he's a weirdo.
Wow. Yeah.
You're an actor, bro. That's what we're paying you the peanuts for.
I mean, he seemed like he was charming on Growing Pains. Like, I think he could have been like a Michael J. Fox kind of type of guy.
Oh, 100%. I was in love with him on Growing Pains. And now the sight of him makes me sick to my stomach. I don't know why. So let's remember he's married to Chelsea Noble, the absolute hottie, hottie, hot, gorgeous woman in this movie.
She's a lawyer in the movie.
And what
she just says objection, basically, is what her whole role is. Go objection.
Objection. Yeah. Here's a thing that he said. Wives are to honor, respect, and follow their husband's lead, not to tell their husband how he ought to be a better husband.
Yikes.
So do you think woman. You think him and Chelsea have a good marriage?
I think maybe on his end, it's probably a good marriage. If that makes sense. He probably thinks it is.
After I read that quote, something I Googled was, is Chelsea Noble being held hostage?
And what'd you find?
I couldn't find anything.
Oh, she. Well, you gotta find out. You gotta go find. You gotta.
But I will say that it was able to predict that was what I was going to type in on.
Oh, wow.
Google.
So someone else is looking for it. There's probably a whole team of people out there. You should. Wow. That's rough.
Well, another theory I have is she's a robot woman who he built. Maybe.
She does very much is very beautiful. Very like straight out of, you know, Weird Science or something. Like she was built somehow.
Or like a little Stepford vibe, maybe.
Yeah. And I was Googling her, too. And she like has been in like all his movies, it seems like.
Yeah. Have well, because he can only kiss her and no one else.
That's so wild.
All right. Well, here's another one.
OK.
I think Scientology is kooky. That's pretty level headed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. OK. Yeah.
All right. Let's go on. I think L. Ron Hubbard had some imaginative ideas, but the bottom line is that it's false, not real. And my advice to people is don't get mixed up in cults and false religions, but seek out the true and living God. and try to honor him with all your heart. You can do that by reading the Bible.
That's true.
Yeah. I just love that he says both of those ideas in the same breath.
And it probably has no self-awareness of it.
No, not at all.
Hey, I haven't watched any have you watched any Left Behind movies or anything like that?
I have watched the trailers a lot.
Yeah.
Because Melissa Joan Hart was in the one, God's Not Dead, He Is Surely Alive. Oh. Is that Kirk Cameron or is that not Kirk Cameron?
I don't think that's him.
Oh.
But I wouldn't be surprised if he has something to do with it.
Yeah.
Because he's done a movie Fireproof is one.
Oh, yeah. He talked Mercy about that Rule. In an interview I saw.
Extraordinary. So he's pulled up. He's in a few different things. You know what's weird is that he was on a episode of Full House as Cousin Steve is what he was called.
Mm.
But then he was on Fuller House as Kirk Cameron, straight up.
Oh, interesting. Because, yeah. Well, and then, so Candace Cameron was on his show. It was on Growing Pains as well.
Oh, was she?
Mm-hmm. And so I was seeing a clip of her. That's when she was, really young DJ Channer right at the beginning. So that's cute. Mm. They went on each other's shows.
Yeah. Yeah, she seems I'm sure she's very similar type. Has probably similar views.
Oh, 100%. And it's weird because they grew up atheist and somehow they both turned into crazy other things. Do you want to know what he said about the pandemic, Ryan?
Oh, let's hear it.
he said something doesn't seem quite right about all of this. There's something else going on more than there's just a really bad virus out there. I don't know who all the players are and how it all works, but socialism and communism are knocking on our doors, disguised in the costumes of public health and social justice.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I don't know how that could be wrong, Ryan. It just seems right.
Yeah.
Enough about the virus to know whether that's true or not.
I think he's on to something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but we were just talking about the dangers of technology, and technology is actually incredibly dangerous, which I learned from Kirk Cameron. Okay. Would you like to see some of his thoughts on that?
Yeah, I would love to see some of his thoughts on that.
Okay. Well, there's a YouTube video I shared with you.
Oh, okay. So here we go. You forwarded me this YouTube video, Kirk Cameron Confronts Dangers of the Digital World. And the first thing, I haven't played this yet, but 700 Club Interactive? What, mm-hmm. What is this?
The 700 Club. It's like what comes on at 3:30 in the morning.
Chelsea says to me,
now
I want to get the kids smartphones, all of them. I said, okay, let's do it. Let's get the kids smartphones. I mean, what could be simpler? And what could possibly go wrong?
What is going on? I don't know.
And then I saw a story on the news of what happened to a man named Tim Woda and his son.
There was this grown man who was soliciting my child. And I said, where'd you meet this person? He said, I met this person on Facebook. I said, well, that's not possible because you don't have a Facebook account. He had this whole digital life that I'd had no idea it even existed.
Oh, I decided I needed to get to the bottom of
understanding. This is what we look like when we're doom scrolling.
We're interacting.
Unfortunately, a lot of parents are saying, just do whatever.
He's still
you
making
want.
That face.
50% of the kids feel they're addicted to their social media.
It wasn't my true reality.
My daughter has tons of Instagram friends.
This seems like it's late, like no 2018 friends. This they're video was posted.
Strangers at a
like this feels like something that would have been fatty. Posted in
you're
2001.
So the words they start giving you is the words you believe.
That becomes their life, their social media world.
Look at the doctor. He has a lot of pictures of brains.
That's like a set. Yeah.
I had a gun at my head. If we don't help our kids by preparing them for this world, then who will?
Remember when kids used to go outside?
I know, right? That's kind of one of my notes, too. Was like, remember the mall? Oh, Jesus is in here now. Jesus is in the phones.
There's never been a generation like it. We're blazing a new trail. We are the pioneer.
What is this supposed to say?
The devil wants to come knocking on my door, looking for my children.
Oh, is that him?
He's gonna find out real quick.
Is he fighting the devil?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, maybe that was a little over the top.
Okay.
That's enough. He's really worried about the internet. He's really worried about pornography. He really doesn't want his kids to see pornography.
Wow. Yikes. Yeah, that seemed...
I like when he fought the devil.
I did too. That was kind of cool. He kind of looked like in Game of Thrones, like a really cheap Game of Thrones or something, mm-hmm. fighting some sort of shadow creature.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was wild. So what we saw there was basically, it seemed like an ad for a TV show about how scary the internet is for your kids kind of thing.
So many terrible things lie on the internet.
And they're like, you have a Facebook account. It's like, what do you mean? The kids can make a Facebook account. I don't understand. I don't know.
Kids what? These days. I think it's interesting, too, how they grow up on it in the sense that from the age of, 2 years old, you know how to operate the iPad and you can click mm-hmm. into all the things and you know exactly how to use it. But I don't care. I'm all for
it. Yeah, me too. The funny thing about this is that this is like some propaganda to like scare people, and I don't think that's the way to go about it.
Yeah, if anything, you're like, wait a minute, there's porn on the internet? Give me a minute.
Yeah. Let the kids look at the porn on the internet, They just don't, they just try to not to let them get addicted to it, I guess is the best thing to say.
Well, I think you missed the part that was most shocking to me, which is that on Mother's Day, Chelsea Noble likes to get her kids presents.
On Mother's Day.
Because they made her a mother. They said that at the beginning.
I missed that. Shit.
And that's why they got the smartphones.
You should have told me to rewind it. That's strange.
It sounds like something a robot woman would say.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't need presents. I have everything I ever wanted. I have my beautiful children and my loving husband that loves me so much. Don't kill me.
What'd you say, Chelsea Noble? You will respect me in this house. No, it'd be more like, you will respect me in this house.
With his eyes wide.
Yeah. That sounded like Mickey Mouse.
Chelsea Noble, you will expect me. Ha ha. Yeah, that's wild. CBN, what is that? Is that like a Christian Bible Network? Is that what that stands for?
Christian Bible Network. Guess. That's exactly right.
Damn. Who's watching this shit? Oh, God.
People in hospitals, I think.
Religions are crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy shit.
Yeah, it can be a scary tool in some cases. And that is why I feel like QAnon is becoming such a thing, is because when you're taught at a young age not to question, don't question, just believe, then that's
going
to...
But do your research. Don't question, but do your research or something.
But yeah, but that's the thing. Like, and I know you're saying that as a joke, but research is so frowned upon in religion. Like, you're not supposed to, like in the LDS religion, you're not supposed to like look anything up. You're not supposed to question anything. You're supposed to...
Well, that's what their whole thing with the QAnon seems like. They do question everything and do your research and stuff, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but like research means it can't be anything that you can find on Google. You have to go into the dark web, and then that's where everything
is. Or Facebook, it seems like. Like, that's where...
Yeah, but Facebook is now cracking down on misinformation. So now you have to go into the dark web. And, okay, here's the thing. I'm not crazy. I'm a long way from crazy. That's from Holiday in Handcuffs. But anyway, I've been trying to just like get in to like seeing what they're talking about. And you can't even anymore because you literally have to go to the dark web. And so I went to the dark web.
You did? What?
Yeah, I had to.
How did you get to the dark web?
You go to the... No, don't cut that out. We don't want anybody going on there.
What? You found out.
That's the really? Only way, Ryan. It doesn't exist anymore anywhere else.
What the hell? How? I have no idea. How did you find out about this?
Reddit, of course.
Is this not a bit?
No, I'm serious. We can go on it right now. Just kidding, don't.
I can't wait to bleep that out.
Yeah, bleep it all out. But, yeah, they're crazy on there. They're just like...
So you were digging around.
Yeah, I want to know. I want to know like what people are saying And that basically everyone's just like, oh man, it was just the wrong date. Actually, the deep state's going to get brought down on March 4th now. So
just keep pushing back the goalpost every time.
That's what cults do.
Ay.
I'm making the people think I'm crazy. I'm not. I just want to see what's going on.
I think it's great. I think it's that's something. I had no idea. I always thought like you had to know some sort of, you had to go through like a bunch of different links. And did you just Google like on Reddit or message Reddit, like how to find the dark web or where?
Oh yeah, I did.
So is it just like, what is it? When you say that, I'm just curious, like, what is it? Like what, what is it? Like, why is it the dark web? And is it just like you get to like a search page that's like not unlisted or something, or what is it?
Well, what I did, I literally just typed it in because it's not a .com address. It's a .. And that's what they're doing now. They're just putting .. and then something that's not .com. So some other combination of letters. And you just go on there. It basically looks like Reddit, only really, really, really shitty and bad. And yeah.
Is it kind of like a 4chan looking thing?
Yeah, it looks like 4chan.
And that's considered the dark web.
Yeah, that's the dark web. You could put effect on that if you want. The dark web.
I thought you had to have like a weird, like an ISP, like some sort of weird thing. Like you had to like get in there with like numbers or something.
Well, I don't think so. Like I mean, I did it that one time.
Wow.
I'm going to try it again. They probably, government right probably now. Already blocked it, man.
You're going to have like the FBI like come flying.
No, I know. That's what
window.
I was afraid of.
Were you sure you weren't at the Capitol?
I wasn't at the Capitol. Brian, somebody has to have boots on the ground to know what's going on, or else everyone's just going to be shocked when the next crazy thing happens.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh, I might have broken everything by trying to go to this site.
What do you mean? Like the recording?
Oh, no, it still works. Here, I'm going to share it with you so you can see it.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm scared.
You should be. We're going to cut all this out of the episode. This has nothing to do with you, lucky dog.
Oh, my God. This is a QAnon website.
Yeah.
That looks like Reddit.
It looks like, it looks like shit. Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
It looks terrible. Oh, I don't think you can even click it anymore.
Okay, so this isn't the dark web. This is just
no, it
a
is.
QAnon.
It's the dark web. See, green.
It's just a website, though, I'm guessing.
But it's dark because it's not .com. Isn't that what the dark web means? I don't know.
I mean, you can have dots. There's lots of dots, but.
Thank you, Patriot. Wait.
I think this is just a QAnon site, like a weird unlisted site, I think.
So since this is the dark web, do you think I could try and sell somebody my kidney?
Well, what sparked this whole episode was basically, how did that come about, the Candace Cameron's family photo?
I don't know. Someone just sent it in the chat.
It's, if you haven't seen it, Google that. Was it from this past year, I'm guessing, or a year
or
two ago?
I think it was their 2019 photo. Or 2020 photo.
It's a pretty good photo. It's like a nice family photo, professionally done. Looks like there's some airbrushing going on, but that's okay, you know? But what really sticks out is, I would say two of the kids. They have three kids. You know, they look like fine kids, but two of them, I would say, are doing like, everyone else is kind of smiling toward the camera, like a nice Christmas photo. But two of them are like doing like modeling poses where the daughter's kind of looking off into the distance. And then I'm guessing the youngest son, maybe the oldest, is just staring directly at the camera with the most blank face of all time.
Yeah, he looks quite afraid. I think he's saying like, help mom and dad, help me.
Yeah.
And then they look, so this is Candace Cameron Burr and whoever her husband are, they look absolutely bonkers the way that they're looking. I'm afraid
they look very strange. They look like they've been photoshopped real hardcore, in my opinion.
And
like maybe their faces were taking off another picture and put onto them, that, you know.
Yeah, for sure. And there's nothing behind these eyes. That's what's scary. And so that led me to postulate that, what's under here, Ryan? What do you think is under? What do you think is under?
So you're pointing to under the patio, the crawl space of whatever this cabin deck that they're sitting on.
Yeah, that's right. Seems like a weird place to take a picture. What do you got so hiding under there, guys?
They got some skeletons under there in their crawl space.
Look, he's trying to point to it. That's what he's trying to do in the picture.
Oh, wow.
The sun with no eyes.
Yeah, he's staring into your soul like he knows.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying to tell you something.
And she's just like, oh, God. And he's like, he's into it. The old,
yeah.
I don't know what age this son is, but he's like, oh, yeah.
To me, he feels like the youngest one, but maybe I'm wrong.
He might be. He looks like he just ate a flesh sandwich and was like, yum, yum, I loved it.
Yeah, there's like a progression between the three kids as far as just like, oh, no. Like, he seems, at least maybe that kid, the kid standing at the top, hasn't discovered what's happening yet. And he'll eventually have the face of the other one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, like, if we were to do a play with them, the dad would be like, all right, kids, let's take a picture.
The dad definitely does look like a Confederate soldier sergeant or something.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like he's wearing like a jacket for like the Confederacy.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Yeah, that it's a great photo. It's wonderful. Didn't she get a lot of people bitching about or, you know, making fun of it kind of thing?
Yeah, she got a lot of complaints about the fact that they are doing like weird modeling faces. But yeah. I'm much more interested in what's going on down here.
It's very dark down there.
Yeah, this is under very the scary. Porch, to be clear.
I should have, because there was kind of like a Photoshop kind of party going on when we discovered this photo, and I should have put something under that.
Yeah.
Under there.
We'll put this on our Instagram for everyone. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a great photo. Lovely family.
They definitely are killing people and putting them.
Yeah, nothing nefarious going on behind the scenes. Look at the little sweater that the kid on the top is wearing. He's a little bear with, it looks like he has like a martini glass or something. It's kind of like him as a dog.
Oh, it's a football.
Oh, it's a football.
It's the classic American family playing football. Nothing to see here. We're normal. Like, what do these eyes say? What if Kurt Cameron is an alien species and he's like going into bodies and there's like all these little alien bodies now and they've taken over all of Candace Cameron and the children except for this one?
I see. I can see that. I can see that. I see where you're going.
Look. Oh, my God. I figured it out. Oops.
She could have sent this to family, friends. It would have been fine, but she posted it on the internet just to get, like, eaten alive, basically.
Look at that comment. Yikes.
Who is that?
Oh, that's Kristen Chenoweth. Oh, she's wearing white. The comment said pretty in white, and I was like,
look at who that is. Do you see? Go up, scroll up, scroll up, scroll up. CCR commented.
Oh my God, Ryan, it goes all the way up to the top.
She says, slay, burrs.
That's code. Oh. Slay, burrs. Slay, labor.
She says,
child
slay.
Labor.
Oh my God.
Everything's fine.
Wow. You should post this on that dark web.
Yeah, I'll put that on there. The thing is, if you want to post anything, you have to make a whole thing, and I'm not going to do that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you probably have to give your social security number and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be doing any of that. But anyway, the film, You Lucky Dog.
we're exactly 50 minutes into this recording.
Is that all?
You Lucky Dog. Did you get any notes for 1998? What was going on?
Well, 1998 was the year we've done the last 2 years in a row. Or the last two shows in a row. So same stuff. Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, Viagra, all that was happening.
Okay. Go back to the last episode and listen to that.
Yeah. My first note is Kurt Cameron is a creep.
Is Kirk your creep of the week? We've been talking about him as a creep this whole time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's an absolute alien skin man. Yes.
I know, he is for sure. He's 100%. But my creep of the week is the lawyer of the family is my creep of the week.
He's a good actor, though, don't you think?
He is good, but he's definitely a creep.
We have Chucky Finster is the receptionist of Kirk Cameron, the lady who plays Chucky Finster. She does a pretty good job.
This movie is as a big cast.
Oh, yeah.
Christy Cavanaugh is her name. Yeah, Christine Cavanaugh, actually. And she's a great voice actress for sure. Chucky Finster, Babe.
I wrote, why did I write Babe? I thought it implied that I thought she was a babe. And let's be real, she is a babe. But then
she
realized
is a babe, and she's also Babe the pig as well.
That's why I wrote it. And yeah, I'm not going to be able to say anything about the movie using these notes.
Nothing. There's like two notes for the whole movie.
Yeah, it's just.
Well, let's just get out of the way. The movie is bad. It's a bad movie.
It's not good. Basically, Kirk Cameron's a dog psychic, a failed dog psychic. It used to work out for him when he was younger. He had a connection to his original dog he owned as a boy. But since then, he hasn't been able to get that spark. And
he's been scheming people and saying that he can read dogs' minds.
Exactly.
It has like an office and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically like a really rich man brings his dog in and he can understand it. And the rich guy appreciates that, you know, that he's worried about something lucky when he's introduced. And then basically what happens is the old guy dies mysteriously, but leaves in his will his money to the dog, but wants Kirk Cameron to be the dog's translator, I guess, or the trustee for the dog.
And I actually think that is a super fun concept for a movie.
I 100%, that's one of my biggest notes, is I think that concept is really good.
Yeah.
I think the part that's not, Kirk is one of them, but him turning, I think where it goes too far and is not funny, and maybe it is for kids, but him also channeling and becoming a dog in a way, doesn't need to be there, I feel like. It's already enough. It's already high concept enough that the dog is now rich.
Right.
If that makes sense. You know?
And I think the put upon way that he acts like a dog is incredibly off-putting.
Oh,
and
it's the worst. It's like so embarrassing. I think it took me about three sittings to get. And to be honest, I skipped all of the part where, because basically there's relatives that want the money. And there's a part where they're like going to the mansion, you know, like kind of Home Alone style to like steal something or find information or something like that. I skipped all that.
That scene goes on forever, Ryan.
I noticed. And so that's why it's probably skipped like 20 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, I started it, looked at Kirk's camera's face, got terrible vibes, and then started Googling things like, is Chelsea Noble being held hostage?
There's something at the very beginning of the movie I wanted to share.
Yes, please.
I want to see if you gathered this information. Do you want to stop screen sharing?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I wanted to see if you recognize something about this, and it's mostly has to do with the music.
Togetherness, the two of us together, it's the only
thing. It sounds a lot like You Got a Friend in Me.
It is probably a straight ripoff of.
Was this the same year?
No, this is before. Toy Story was like 4 years before.
Oh,
it or
4 years before?
Or three.
Oh my God. I don't know how I didn't notice that, Ryan, but now that you're playing them side by side, oh my God.
What year? Actually, Toy Story is 95, I think. So 3 years before. Yeah, 1995. So 3 years before, I just wanted to do it one more time.
Togetherness, the two of us together, it's the only place to be. Togetherness.
And for a second, I thought, like, is this Randy Newman? Like, did he do a song for this? And no, it's just a ripoff of You Got a Friend in Me.
It's the same. How did I not notice that?
But I think it goes even deeper than just You Got a Friend in Me. There's another thing it reminded me of, because it's that song Togetherness in the piano. I think it also reminded me of another thing that this guy was ripping off. And I want to play this for you.
Together again. Gee, it's good to be together again. I just can't imagine that you've ever been gone. It's not starting over, it's just going on. Together again.
So, what the hell? Did you know this guy? Like, this guy won an award for this song as an original song. I did
no
see that.
Way.
Yeah. Like, not a good award, a shitty award, but still.
Todd Smallwood. His name is Smallwood. That was the first thing that popped up to me. It's the first thing you see in the movie is Kirk Cameron's face smiling with the dog. And that song playing, which is very bad.
It makes me gag.
Yeah. So I was just, it's wild. I thought that was really funny. It's kind of my biggest note, other than another big star that's in this movie, and I felt really bad for him, was James Avery.
Uncle Phil!
Uncle Phil's in this movie, and it looks like he's so embarrassed, just like we are watching the movie.
He's the best part, though. I love him. Him and Lucky are the best part to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're onto something, though, where the movie would be fine without the whole thing. It should be someone else other than Kirk Cameron, I think.
Oh, yeah.
He's not good. And I remember liking him and liking the movie. I don't think I'd ever watch him in anything, even Growing Pains now. It's just like, he's just so off-putting throughout the whole movie. But he's surrounded by like all these kind of character actors that pop through, like the people that are in the family. Like, those are all kind of funny people in the cast for that. And James Avery, freaking Uncle Phil, the voice of Shredder himself, is just so bored and just so annoyed that he's in this movie.
Yeah, he's kind of like the reluctant sidekick to Kirk Cameron, which is ridiculous. Please.
Yeah. It's surprising that he's in this movie.
It's so weird. And he definitely does look like he is begrudgingly in this movie. the whole conceit is that the family, the three cousins, are trying to make it seem like Kirk Cameron is crazy, which, spoilers, he is.
He is.
So that he is not able to be the person in charge of the will any longer, and they will end up getting all of Lucky's millions of dollars. So that's kind of the whole thing that's going on. Can we talk about my most favorite part? What do you think it is, Ryan? What's my favorite part?
Favorite part? Is it when they go to the mall?
That's right.
Maybe?
And okay. I feel like maybe when I was younger, I only watched it for that part. But I think this is a genius move on the part of the movie, which is Kirk Cameron takes Lucky the dog to the mall and lets him pick out everything he wants.
Like couches and stuff. And then like what couch to buy at the store, like which one the dog likes more. I think that's funny. I think that's a funny, weird idea, is that he can understand the dog. And the dog is the rich one, you know, kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. They like let him have leather shoes, and they buy a bunch of AstroTurf to replace the marble in the house. And they like make over the whole house for Lucky. That part of the movie is cute and fun, and I loved it.
Yeah, I think all that premise is really goofy and funny. And I think just the element of just them trying to prove that he can't really talk to the dog is enough. He doesn't have to also turn into a dog and cause havoc.
Yeah. You know? And I'm guessing they did that because they wanted something funny for the kids. And I guess if I was a kid, would I think that was funny that he keeps badly trying to act like a dog and it sucks? I don't know.
I think I probably didn't like that also as a kid. I'm guessing. It's really strange. It's really bad. So when Lucky the dog gets too excited, that's when he starts channeling Kirk for some reason, and they kind of become one in the same.
Yeah, and they're doing like a bunch of shitty dog puns. Like, I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He like talks as the dog and stuff.
It's real stupid.
It's really, really embarrassing, really bad.
So. Yeah. And Uncle Phil's just like hanging his head.
Shaking
and,
his
like,
head.
Hiding,
he's just like
kind of
waiting to cash the check for sure. He is like hiding like, oh, my God, I'm in this movie. And he's it's so funny because he's so real. James Avery, Uncle Phil, and seemed like a good guy from what, it, you know, at least the folk. I just watched that Fresh Prince little reunion thing, which was pretty good. It's on HBO Max. But yeah, what a movie. Right? So they're just shenanigans until there's a court case thing and he has to prove that he's really can read the dogs. And there's like this stupid he's like a monologue about enjoying your life kind of thing to like to the jury to prove that he's that can read the dog's mind. Do you remember that? Did you get that far?
I think I zoned that part out because I was probably looking for videos. There's
a whole thing where one of the relatives pulls out a gun.
Oh, that's right.
And like
yes.
grazes the dog's ear. And that's so funny because they're like, they didn't shoot Lucky. He just grazed his ear. And then everyone laughs. I was like, this is fucking a nightmare. This
And then he's like, he's trying to prove to the judge he's not crazy. And he's like turning into a dog and barking on the floor. And then his lawyer shows Lucky, the dog, a candy bar. And then he's able to guess it's a candy bar. So the judge is like, oh, wait, keep going. This is amazing. Yeah. Like, either way, sir, you need psychological help.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely does. That's what's so funny is they're like trying to prove that he's crazy, but he definitely... I guess he's not because it's actually happening, but it's wild for sure.
Still, I don't think this man should be in charge of millions of dollars. He has some issues.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, why isn't the lawyer or something? But I guess that was in the will of the other person. It's one of those stupid like little movie logic, you know, loopholes, I suppose. You know, that dogs can't play basketball or dogs. There's nothing in the rule book that the dog can't play basketball. It's kind of the same kind of logic.
Well, it seems like yeah. I feel like they maybe got the message too that having, you know, just a silly dog voice is not enough to keep the kids entertained. Because from this point on, there aren't any DCOMs that are just adults, right?
Yeah, I can't really think. Yeah, it's. I mean, I can't think of any.
I don't think so. I think they always have their little young star in it.
From this point on, there's at least always like younger people in it for sure,
which is a good move.
Teenagers, yeah, I think so too. Because this is all older people. Even though Kirk Cameron comes off young in this movie,
he comes off like a creep.
Yeah, it's not very. This one is. There's not much to talk about because it's not very good, other than just like a weird movie. But it ends up being that one of the relatives trying to kill the uncle to take his money, basically. Couple little notes I have though. The vibrating bed trope, like in an old crappy hotel or motel. I'm wondering where that started.
I don't know.
That's always a thing.
Did you see the brand was called Magic Fingers?
I don't know. Like, I feel like I've seen that in other movies.
I think as a kid, I always wanted to find a vibrating bed because it would always have them in movies. And I just wanted to have one.
It's always when the people have to stay in a crappy motel and they like. You know, that's like the signal of it being a crappy motel. There's a vibrating bed. And I feel like we missed that generation of things.
I never got to see one.
Me neither. Oh, I meant to talk about this with James Avery. He has a line in the movie where he says, I need a lot of money for this gig, like, or I need a lot more money. And I'm like, I feel like he came up with that or they even knew like, oh, we got this guy in. We got to put this line in.
Yeah. I bet it wasn't even in the script and he just wanted to remind them.
Yeah, because he's basically the guy that believes him. He's like the first person to believe Kirk that he really can read the dog's mind type of thing. Here's a question. Would you want the superpower to hear dogs' minds?
I would if it didn't make me do a weird thing like having to crawl around on the ground with a weird voice.
What voices would your dogs make?
Well, if I was doing Kirk Cameron... The way he does it is just like, I want a bone. Like, he's doing that the whole time.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, yeah. Oh. He's kind of doing like Beetlejuice or something.
Oh, it is like Beetlejuice.
He's just kind of like, hey, how you doing? You know? Yeah. Well, what about your dogs?
My
what
dogs.
Kind of voices would they have?
Well, I do have planned voices for my dogs. This is going to be weird. We might have to cut this out too.
Okay.
But see, Jesse.
Are they also QAnon conspiracy theorists?
No. That's a different part of my life. No, just kidding.
Do they go on the bark web?
The bark web. So good. I don't know why we picked this movie, Ryan. We have nothing to say about it. We don't care.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. But see, Jessica was a little street dog from France. So she's like, hello, it is me, Jessica. I am a little street dog. So she's like that. And Leo's like, he's like annoyed all the time. So he's like, oh, why is Jessica always touching me? That's so annoying. So he kind of talks like that. I know it's weird. They both have voices. Does brother have a voice?
I think it's probably very kind of just like stonery. Kind of maybe like a McConaughey kind of vibe a little bit. I think maybe to his voice, but not really country.
Let me think. What would be a good brother voice?
Like Willie Nelson?
I mean, I always think like a Garfield kind of thing, but that's too obvious to be Garfield. He needs to have his own kind of thing.
Well, now I'm embarrassed that you didn't already have one. Doesn't everyone do this?
Well, I feel like with dogs, cats are just like so almost like, I feel like don't really, they're so silent almost, like just judging you, you know?
Yeah.
Just like, I feel like he's just always just shaking his head like.
Here's a question I have. Does Kirk Cameron like it when women watch him growl like a dog?
There's definitely a lot of growling. And
like, is there something in him?
I think he's getting off on it. I think he's loving it.
That's
like
what
he's
I
thinking
said.
Like he's being the greatest, I think, during this. He's just going like, I'm nailing this. I'm gonna be prime actor. Well, something I was thinking about during this was like, what if you kept the thing turning into a dog, but you had an actor like it's like a Jim Carrey kind of doing it kind of thing? Would it be bearable? Like, would it be funny if it was like, because I was thinking of like Liar Liar in the courtroom kind of thing.
And that's, you know, hysterical like, to me.
Yeah, me too. And it's sort of like this crazy premise, a similar type of thing. You know, you can't lie. It's a magical kind of thing. And I was thinking of like him doing this.
I think it would be better for sure. I think it would be very hard for a human man to act like a dog and have it be funny. But if anyone could, it would be Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if it was the right person, for sure. Instead, it's like you're kind of just like, dude, you're embarrassing yourself with this and Kirk. Yeah. I feel like in another world, if Jim didn't take off and become the highest grossing actor ever, basically, or not the highest grossing, but the highest paid, he could have been in this, you know, if Ace Ventura and The Mask and Dumb and Dumber that came out 4 years before this weren't big. He would be in this movie, I think.
It would 100% be better with Jim.
Yeah. That's something I thought to plus it up a little bit. Oh, that could have been funny. But
the part to me that actually was funny, and you might have fast forwarded through this, but there's a moment when they're walking into the lawyer's office after they were just at the house, and Lucky had chased them out. So like she has her butt ripped out, the butt of her pants ripped out, and they're all like going in like dragging their feet, and like one of them has a cast on. I LOL'd at that. I don't know why. I think I forgot what funny is watching the movie.
I think the only things I laughed about really was like the stuff that were poor Uncle Phil, and he's like a limo driver, and him just being like, oh man, I can't believe this, but he must have got paid.
Got to get that money.
Yeah. So it's revealed like the guy, the rich guy, died from getting poisoned. And it's so funny because it's like a flashback sequence. And one of the guy that's Jane's dad has like a pill bottle that says poison on it. and puts it in his like coffee or something or water. Which is always funny. I don't know. Just like the jar of poison that you just have on hand.
Yeah. You know? You got to make sure it's marked poison or else you accidentally might put like pepper into someone's drink, you know?
Like, what the hell is that? Because like I watched you know, It's a Wonderful Life. You know, I don't know if you remember the beginning of that, but like the pharmacist accidentally puts poison in like the thing and it says like poison all big on the jar. It's like in the beginning with when George Bailey works for the pharmacist and he's like upset that his son died in the war, I think.
I don't think I've ever seen It's a Wonderful Life, if I'm being honest. I just know it has Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, you want the moon? You want the moon, Mary? yeah, it's actually really good. I highly recommend it, actually. I don't know. Watch that next Christmas. If you don't cry, then you really have lost it to the QAnon deep state or the deep dark web, you know?
I'll try, but usually I have to watch Holiday in Handcuffs like 12 times. So if I can fit it in.
Just try to mix it in. It's a short, it's a pretty quick movie, you know? You can even watch it colorized. I haven't tried that yet, but I saw it. This is off. This is as far off as we can get.
Yeah, and so is that movie. Let's be real.
Yeah. On Amazon, they have It's a Wonderful Life, and it's in color. And then there's the black and white version. So it's instead of the colorized version, which it is, they're considering the black and white version is the other version of the movie. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't say colorized version. It's just It's a Wonderful Life and the black and white version.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird. I don't know. I found that strange.
Millennials, man. If it's not in color, it's not even a real movie. Am I right?
Yeah. But anyway, I know in that movie, there's a big jar of poison. And it just, it's funny. But
well, do we have anything else to possibly say about You Lucky Dog? I'm looking through my notes.
I don't have anything else, but I do have more. I mean, about the movie, I do have something we can probably close on.
Yeah, we gotta go into this. Like, real quick, let's just say it's off. Kirk Cameron,
it's off.
You're a freak.
It's bad.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
I know we... Well, I think we only spent like 20 minutes talking about this movie, if that. But it's really just an excuse to talk about the Cameron family.
Yeah, and that picture.
In that photo.
That's really all we cared about.
Here's something. Is there a Nicey Nicey?
Lucky the dog and Uncle Phil. That's it. Nicey Nicey.
Okay, you're right. Yep. Was only one.
That is it.
I agree. Yeah.
Although, Kirk Cameron's wife, I'm putting it in quotes, wife, she did look good.
Yeah, but she's not real, remember?
Yeah, she is a robot and or alien life form, we've determined.
So should we take a little trip to do some CPR with CCR?
Yeah, it's CPR with CCR. Here we go.
We need that song, by the way.
Yeah, I'll let the producer know.
Or, yeah, they could come up with another title. I don't really care. But so at this point, it's called CPR with CCR.
And to set it up, this is Candace Cameron Burr bakes Full House cookies with me.
With me! Exclamation points. This premiered just a few, like, last week, January 21st, 2021.
Ryan.
What?
This was how the alien got from... So, Kirk Cameron had the alien... Put it in Cameron, and now this is when Cameron's going to pass it to Christy, so watch carefully for that, okay?
Okay. Keep an eye out.
Okay.
So here we go. So I was excited when this popped up. I remember sending you a screen Instagram shot.
Yeah, I was excited, like... too.
All right, let's...
I could probably confidently say, like, I can out-push up you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Let's go. Let's do this. That's it. That was the segue. Let's go.
Oh, you're going to skip the song? It's my favorite part.
Okay. It is my favorite part, too, I think.
Hey,
guys, welcome back to my channel. This is Christy's Kitchen Throwback, and I am Christy Carlson Romano. I am just extremely, extremely happy about today. Today's guest is such an inspiration for me personally. She's an amazing actress, mama, entrepreneur, children's book writer, and
alien
director. I mean, there's just so many things I can't even count that she's amazing and fabulous at. So therefore, I'm really excited. We're gonna cook, we're gonna chat. Please welcome Candace Cameron Bure!
Is it really pronounced beret?
No hugging.
She thought it was burr too.
She said beret.
I'm actually kind of liking it now, the booty bumping.
I like that better than the elbow. I'd much rather booty bump than an elbow.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of like more fun. Boogie.
See, she's ready to party, Candace. She wants to booty bump.
Oh yeah, she's not uptight at all.
Welcome to Christy's Kitchen.
Thank you.
Today we are making some butterscotch vanilla chip cookie situation.
Okay. Do you think they got tested
today we
before
start
this?
With just no. The sugars and the butter. We'll do that first. Sugar and butter.
Do I have to? I don't have one of these. I always use a hand mixer.
You know what's
so
grand?
Old school. Do I put this in?
How
after?
Does she not have a standing mixer?
Okay. So wait, this is from very recently. Okay. Yes. So Jane.
Oh, yeah,
so to be clear, these people should not be standing this close to each other.
Well, this is why they booty bumped. And we're gonna whip it good. You know, okay, instead of hugs and stuff.
Oh yeah. Well, as long as you booty bump, if you're standing 2 feet away from each other, it's totally fine.
Yeah, you're not gonna get COVID.
You can breathe right into each other's mouths as long as there was a booty bump.
You do not need to.
It is kind of weird because they are pretty close and they have families, but they probably don't care. They don't believe it.
No,
it's a Democrat conspiracy.
You know what? A piece of paper isn't gonna help, Brian. Piece of paper. A piece of paper in front of your mouth isn't going to do anything to help you.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly about
it's actually worse for you.
Yeah. Well, I do love all animals, you're not supposed to breathe in your own air.
I'm saying. So everyone wants Instagram, Boris's Instagram, and I'm like, no.
What did she just wink? What did the wink mean?
He's way cuter than I am.
Oh, shit.
Did you see it?
Boris on my page.
Got it. You hear that? I have a deep attachment to ugly dogs. I shouldn't call
okay,
them ugly.
Okay, here's a little thing.
But they're so ugly that they're so...
DJ Tanner had a French bulldog named Chewy, wanted to be a journalist. She was in journalism in high school. I think she was in a school for that. But she ended up being a veterinarian on Fuller House. Why?
What gives?
Yeah, what gives?
Because journalists are propaganda. And
yeah, they're liberals and stuff.
Yeah.
Some very large birds, like a crane.
Look, everyone, I have a dog, just like you. I'm a normal human person.
Also a veterinarian on.
I wish they talked about the family photo.
Yeah.
They're talking about her dog pictures on Instagram.
I feel like there are more regulations now when it comes to animals being on set.
Probably.
Especially around children. You know, like maybe...
Maybe they're talking about dogs. Look at this. This has to do with our episode.
Yeah, that's why we picked it.
Yeah.
Have had many different cases.
Oh, something I wanted to note. Spot out to you. Look at the background. See if you can spot anything.
For all of us to know, but especially kids. Like, it's responsibility.
The pod is fake?
This book has a little lesson.
That whole wall is fake.
Definitely the pot. So
anywhere that whole backdrop is fake. Oh, that whole shelf behind him with all the.
What made you decide that you wanted to be?
Ryan, you're blowing my mind right now.
Isn't that wild? And I know when I saw that, I could not unsee it.
I was thinking like, oh, I'm writing these.
That whole shelf up there.
Maybe the whole reality is.
Oh, look at see, watch the whole thing. I think even the whole background. Like, look at it moving. You can see it fluttering.
Oh my gosh, it's moving. But yeah. I've
actually that whole background is fake.
To write children's books before I wrote
because they're books. Not real humans, Ryan. The other
ones I don't think that sink is real. It wasn't. It was before it was real.
Ryan, I know right, why it is.
Because they're on a spaceship?
Yes.
What do you think her books are like? Do you think they're like weird, like infiltrating kids into crazy ideas?
Yeah, it's just like one day Candace was given a puppy by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you want a puppy, follow our Lord and Savior. And if you want a puppy to get run over by a car... And be a liberal.
I'm still mind blown about this background being totally fake.
I mean, honestly, Ryan, it doesn't surprise me because it's all facade.
Think about who our characters would be today. Yeah. Fold in the cheese. Okay.
When do they like make anything?
How do I fold it in?
David, just fold it in.
Okay, so now that we've done our mixing, all of the science is done.
I gotta say though, whatever she's doing, whatever kind of alien blood she's sucking, she looks really nice, like really good.
Well, of course she does, Ryan.
Yeah.
So that dream finally came true.
That's the thing.
That's amazing. All right, so now we have our next step. As I chat your ear off, we have our almond.
See, now if they would have been following COVID procedures, she never would have been able to pass the alien on.
And
the what?
The alien.
Okay, so we're gonna do half the flour.
What about the alien?
Well, I was saying if they would have been following correct COVID procedure and stayed far enough away from each other, she wouldn't have passed it on to her.
Go get some sneakers on and work out.
Well, we hope that it does encourage you or motivate you, but honestly, I just love fitness. I could probably confidently say, like, I can out-push up you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Kinky.
You know, this episode's missing.
What? Her husband.
Marine husband.
Yeah. Where he's hiding under the sink. Push up
if you're he's behind that fake sink.
How many push-ups grip
if you want. This is
oh, if that were true, I would be so happy.
Now I'm ready to eat those cookies.
Me too.
Let's do it. These look amazing, and I feel super fit now.
Me too.
Maybe honestly, he's only there if there's a man.
Not have any repercussions.
The watcher.
Like yeah.
Keep it in moderation.
Exactly. Okay, everything in moderation, as you can see.
It's cookie.
Okay, so you can maybe try mine.
So why are they full house cookies?
Okay,
perfect. Okay.
This I don't. No. Oh, did they say?
Oh, they're booty bumping again.
Okay, you won't get COVID now. Good job.
Thanks, guys. Make sure you subscribe, hit notifications.
So, yeah, nothing too crazy happening on that one.
I mean, maybe to the untrained eye, Ryan.
Yeah, we saw a lot.
Yeah. What the fuck are we doing?
I don't know.
At least we're having fun.
Yeah, this is. I look forward to this all week, you know, or whatever, every 2 weeks to do it.
Yeah, same. Well, everyone, tell us what you like about It's On Like DCOM. Should we keep talking about the deep state? Should we actually watch the DCOMs and care?
Every once in a while, we're going to have to see a couple turds, a couple dog turds, you know? A
couple dog turds. That's right.
I'm glad. I think we learned something today is... Kirk Cameron is a, you know, I guess we always knew he was sort of a religious creep, but we did learn that he has a robot wife and that booty bumping is COVID safe. What else did we learn?
We learned that technology is dangerous.
Technology is dangerous. We learned like where to go to find the dark web.
That's right. So use our DCOM. Hey, we should make our own DCOM dark web.
That's a good idea if the website looked like the dark web or something.
Okay.
It's on like DCOM has kind of a sinister sound to it a little bit. Or it could be. It could. It could be really exciting or it could be really like it's on like DCOM.
Yeah, I love that. All right. Well, yeah, by next week, we'll have a site on the dark web where everyone can come and give
hopefully.
All their Disney's conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, until next time.
See you later, decommunists. Decommunon.
See you later.
Decommunon.
There you go.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God, Ryan.
Oh my God.
What are we doing?
You got a friend in me.